Thank you and good afternoon. Topic this morning is God listening when we pray. Do you believe that God actually hears you when you pray? Do you really believe that God answers your prayer? Does God hear your personal prayer and care enough to respond? Your answer to these questions probably determine where and when you pray. You know, prayer can serve many purposes. Prayer involves God stirring our hearts and us communicating with Him. And prayer involves God listening to us and responding to us. In reality, we shouldn't be worried so much about if God hears us as we should be concerned about us praying. What we should be concerned about is giving up on praying. Many, because of temptation or hard times, give up. Trials and testings discourage many individuals, and because of this, they give up when calling upon God. In Luke chapter 18, verse 1, Jesus spoke of a parable that said men ought always to pray and not to lose heart. God is a God of love, and He's interested in every detail of our life. He hears our prayer and answers every sincere and honest prayer if we meet His conditions. However, we must not expect every answer that we pray to be yes. We are human, we have limited judgment, and therefore it's often to our best advantage for God not to answer. We need to end each of our prayers with, "Thy will be done," according to the way that Jesus prayed. Even if we are sincerely doing God's will, we are not always realize what is best for us. When we are doing our best to follow His will for us, our judgment will not always be perfect. God may very well see that it's best for us that He not answer our prayer the way we ask Him. Also, God's timetable is not the same as ours. God knows better than we do when it is time and a good time to answer our prayer the way we like. And God is eternal. He does not measure time as we do. Second Peter 3:8 tells us this: "Do not forget this one thing, dear friends, that with the Lord a day is like a thousand years, and a thousand years are like a day." When it comes to praying, many people have the idea that God doesn't want us to ask questions. But that's not true. God's word tells us that He delights when His children come asking of Him. God was asked questions great and small in the Bible. One individual in the Bible who literally put God to the test was the prophet Habakkuk. Habakkuk was a prophet in Judah. He felt the whole weight of his problems and pressures and sins and difficulties for not only himself, his family, but also his nation. Habakkuk lived a long time ago, but his story is extremely relevant to even today. His story is especially relevant when we think of the problems and situations that many Christians and churches find themselves in today. Habakkuk's concerns are relevant when you look at the way that we live in our day, our modern day. So let's, from the biblical standpoint, consider the question, does God listen? Habakkuk in our text felt that God did not listen when he prayed. But we know from Scripture that God does hear and see everything. Psalm 139, 1 through 4 tells us that nothing slips by God without His noticing it. And Psalm 46, verses 9 through 11 tells us that God is sovereign over all His creation. So the real question for us this afternoon is, not so much does God hear us, but does God listen with the intent to answer our prayer? The Christian needs and wants to know that God hears and answers prayer. We need to know that God is listening to us in a way that He knows the deepest intent and desire of our heart. So this question that Habakkuk put forth was, how long, Lord, must I call for help and you not listen? This is one of those deep, tough questions that we struggle with. Habakkuk, in the midst of chaos around his life, he was basically asking, God, where are you? So Habakkuk was struggling with the same thing that many believers struggle with today. When he prayed, it seemed that God was not listening. Habakkuk was complaining about the silence of God. In his heart, he desperately wanted to know whether or not God was going to answer his prayer. If you study your Bibles, you recognize that Habakkuk was not the only Bible character that had this problem. And most believers find themselves having the same problem from day to day. Today, as we pray, we feel that we need to have answers from God.
Today, when we pray, we also need to have answers from God.
And it's frustrating when it seems like God isn't listening to us. Perhaps you felt this way along the way, or perhaps you feel this way today. If you do or have, you'll find great encouragement in the fact that God does listen today to our prayers. The lesson to learn is that we need to trust God even though it may seem like God isn't listening to us. Trust God even when it seems that God has abandoned us and is not near at all to us. God tells Israel in Isaiah chapter 41, verses 9 and 10, I took you from the ends of the earth, from the farthest corners. I called you. I said, you are my servant. I have chosen you, and have not rejected you. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteousness hand.
在以赛亚书41章第9到第10节，神告诉以色列：“你是我从地级所领来的，从地角所招来的，且对你说，我是你的仆人，你是我的仆人，我拣选你，并不离弃你。你不要害怕，因为我与你同在。不要惊慌，因为我是你的神，我必坚固你，我必帮助你，我必用我公义的右手扶持你。”
If we have faith and sincerely trust God, we're not so concerned about what the answer to our prayer is as long as we know He's listening and hears us. We must just trust and wait and see what timing God has in fitting our answer as a request. When the answer isn't as we hope for, then perhaps He has something better for us. Nevertheless, we follow Christ's example in Luke chapter 22. Not my will, but thy will be done. Also, we're reminded of the proverb in chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight.
并且在箴言第三章五到六节中也讲到，你要专心仰望耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明。你的一切所行事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。The
fact is, God hears your prayers.
实际上，神听到了你的祷告。He
delights when you come to Him and ask Him for help.
他喜悦我们来到他这里寻求帮助。He
wants to give all of us the things that we need.
他想给我们所需要的东西。
But not necessarily the things we think we need. Sometimes the answer we get to our prayers aren't just what we expected. And sometimes the answers to our prayers take longer than we desired. But none of these things mean an absence of answer. Or it is a sign that God isn't hearing us or neglecting us. We need to know that God hears every prayer we pray, no matter what method of praying we use. Do you know you can speak a prayer or sing a prayer? You can think a prayer in your mind. Sometimes even your actions are a prayer to God. Regardless of how you pray, God hears and answers prayer because He's listening for you.
不管我们用什么样的方式祷告,
But you may ask, how do we know that God is listening? Many believers often ask, can we really know for sure that God is listening to our prayers? The best place to start to find an answer to this question is God's Word. Scripture is full of God's telling us how He hears and answers our prayer. He says this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us, and we know that He hears us. Whatever we ask, we know that we have what we've asked for. 1 John 5:14 and 15.
14:15。约翰一书5:14-15节中讲到，我们若照他的旨意求什么，他就听我们。这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。既然知道他听我们一切所求的，就知道我们所求于他的无不得着。These
two verses are very powerful verses for the believer.
这两段经文是非常强有力的。
But many times the believer can easily digest these verses. But everything changes when we can't understand why God doesn't do what we're asking Him to. When in our thinking we pray the most pure, honest, sincere, legitimate prayer, and it seems not to be answered. And to us it feels that God is not listening. This causes our very faith to be shaken to the core. It makes us feel alone and rejected. It's hard to reconcile these seemingly unanswered prayers with the passage of Scripture that I just read to you. And it becomes impossible when we give in to the temptation to doubt God or to charge Him foolishly. It adds more trouble to our life when we give in to anger about it or grief in our thinking. Making a request to God with confidence doesn't mean that God will grant every request. John states that if we ask anything according to His will, God hears us. But He may not answer our request as we expect. But this one thing we can know, that He'll always do what is right eternally for us. The problems we face in doubting God listening and hearing our prayer is more tragic than any circumstance we can ever encounter. What about our basic necessities? Some people believe that praying for these are something that we shouldn't have to do. But John proves otherwise when he says, "Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you even as your soul is getting along well." 3 John chapter 2.
使徒约翰却不这么认为，他在三章，约翰三书第二节中讲到，亲爱的弟兄啊，我愿你凡事兴盛，身体健壮，正如你的灵魂兴盛，兴旺一样。This
verse in John, in 3 John, suggests that we should be praying for everything.
在这里，约翰提出我们需要为凡事祷告。
And we should continue to pray regardless of how God answers our prayer. It may seem that God is not listening at times. But that's only because we can't see the big picture. We cannot see what God sees. Since we ultimately belong to God, our feelings and our understanding isn't what matters most. What matters most is our trust and our faith in God. This is the context of what John is praying about. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. 1 John 5:14. But it's hard to believe this when horrible things happen in our life. Or when we're praying about things in our life that are troubling, but there's no indication that God is listening. We know that we are the children of God, and that the whole world is under the control of the evil one. 1 John 5:19. You see, we may be connected to God personally, but the world we live in is not. We can't make sense of everything in this fallen world, but we can take hope over the time we have greater understanding. First John 5:20 says, "We know also that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding, so that we may know Him who is true. And we are in Him who is true by being in the Son Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life." In Jesus, we can find eternal life and hope. In Christ, God is expanding our understanding of what it means to be heard of Him. The bottom line is, the way that God answers our prayers may not make sense to us now, or ever in this life. In a broken world, we will experience pain. Living in fellowship with God means trusting that He hears us no matter how He answers our prayer. It means patiently waiting for the day when it all finally will make sense. But what should we do when God doesn't answer like we desire? The scripture is quite clear. God always is listening and always answers the believer. But how should we act or respond when God seems not to hear us or doesn't give us what we desire? We should always give thanks and praise God for hearing us, even when it seems He hasn't listened. For example, we go to when Mary was at the tomb of Jesus. She came with others, but then she was alone and she was praying that she might find the body of Jesus. God heard this prayer, but he didn't answer the way she wanted. You see, Jesus was no longer dead, so he answered the prayer by appearing to her alive. He further answered her prayer by giving her a message to be delivered to the disciples. What a tragedy it would have been if God would have answered her prayer as she desired. Often believers pray for what is less desirable than what God wants to do for us. Praise God that He doesn't always answer prayer like we desire. And yes, God does answer prayer, but sometimes God seems to be silent. We've all been there. We may earnestly seek God, but in return, only silence. And this silence can be very difficult and frustrating and even so discouraging it robs our faith and causes us to doubt. The Bible records a story about a man named Job that we've all heard about. Job was well acquainted with God's silence. In his pain and suffering, he cried out to God. He asked God for answers, even demanded answers from God. He kept answering, asking, but no answers came forth. For 37 chapters out of 42 in the book of Job, his cries for God's help and relief were only met by silence. As Christians, we're not always going to hear God. We cry for God for help, but it's only silence. But from Job, we can learn a few practical things that will help us. When it seems that God is not listening to our prayers, it's time to examine ourselves. Ask ourselves the question, is there unconfessed sin in our life? Unconfessed sin in our life will block God's response from our prayer. Psalm 66:18 says, if I cherish sin in my heart, the Lord will not listen. This requires looking at our motives and praying and asking forgiveness for motives we find that are wrong. Asking ourselves the question, is there anything or anyone we love more than God? As God brings things to our mind, we need to seek God for forgiveness. We also must be willing to recognize and accept God's sovereignty. God may seem silent regarding a particular prayer request or petition, but remember that He's always communicating with us. Sometimes when it seems God is not answering our prayer, He already has. For example, the Bible is full of answers regarding right and wrong, as well as information about God's character and His intentions. The first place to look when it seems that God isn't answering is God's Word. You might find the answer there. He's already given it. In conclusion, we must be reminded that just because God seems silent doesn't mean it's time to give in to doubt or stop praying. God's silence is not permission for us to turn back or turn our backs upon Him or stop praying. Instead, if it seems God is silent, it's an invitation to press forward and seek Him even more diligent. It's a good time to remind ourselves that God is in control. It has been all along, and He's sovereign in our life. He heard Job's cry for help. Job just didn't know it. In trust, He waited for a perfect time to speak and then reminded Job that God answers prayer. We need to be reminded that God is always looking to hear from us. Psalm 34:15 reminds us that the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and His ears are attentive to their cry. He reminds us that God never sleeps and is always available to hear our prayer. So today, even if it seems that God isn't listening, we must humble ourselves and seek Him. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verses 14 and 15, He says this: "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. Now my eyes will be opened and my ears attentive to their prayer and offered in this place."
若是自卑祷告寻求我的面转离他们的恶行我必从天上垂听赦免他们的罪医治他们的地我必睁眼看侧耳听在此处所献的祷告。Again,
we are reminded that believers must trust in the Lord and believe that God is listening to their prayers.
又一次我们被提醒基督徒要信靠神并且相信神正在垂听我们的祷告。
In 1 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 20, we're told that God answers the prayers of the people because they trusted in Him. Believing that God is listening to our prayers and trusting in Him, His ability to hear and answer, is so important. So we must pray and not doubt because God is listening. And God answers prayer. Thank you.
神会应允我们的祷告。